For many years, we have been fascinated by the possibility of life on other planets. So it was shocking when it came out that scientists have found planets similar to Earth. However, that's not as jaw-dropping as when the announcements made by NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, that there may be water on Mars. A University of Arizona student, Lajundra Ajha, rather surprisingly made the discovery by noticing dark lines on photos of Mars. Taken by a high-resolution imaging science experiment, also known as HiRISE, after bringing them to her professor's attention, they soon realized that the lines were caused by running water. The HiRISE experiment involved using a high-resolution imaging camera to take pictures of 1% of the Martian surface on Mars for 2 years period. Alfred McEwen, a planetary scientist at the University of Arizona, suggested that lines are made by salt water because of the capability of staying in a liquid form at a colder temperature. It still remains unclear as to where the source of water comes from. Theories include deliquescence, melting subsurface ice, or even a liquid water aquifer that feeds the process. Discovering what precisely is causing the phenomenon is a mystery for the next round of investigations, said Michael Meyer, a lead scientist for NASA's Mars Exploration Program. Ever since groundbreaking discovery, scientists began to revisit the idea of life on Mars and started to study the planet more carefully, mainly focusing on the ancient wet habitats of the planet and drier places where past Martian life may have existed. It is a theory that microbes, a single-cell organism, may have adapted to these areas on the dry planet. Additionally, NASA has found evidence that suggested that Mars may have held enough water to overtake the Arctic Ocean. By using ground observations and measuring water signatures on Mars or the red planet's atmosphere, scientists are still trying to find out where all the water has gone. Additionally, a team of international scientists have made new predictions about the history of water on Mars. Their findings suggested that water may have flown for a longer period of time than previously suggested, which would allow more life on Mars to form. By removing Tharsis, a volcano region of Mars, on Mars, from the model, they found that Mars would allow rivers to flow in the same patterns, regardless of Tharsis, adding to the theory that valleys could have formed earlier before Tharsis. The discovery of water on Mars could help scientists better understand the hydrologic cycle, a storage and a movement of water between the biosphere, atmosphere, lithosphere, and hydrosphere.